from. I buy your flowers, say she be allergic. Yeah, many times who send come in a wedding. But family brethren, send her when you're virgin, virgin.
You show me pepe,
pepe.
I know boy.
I know boy.
Me the wo pepe na you like sweet.
Like sweet.
Uja me a ya wo lost. Me self I know they like you.
Like you.
Kill. Kill. I tell my comrade. We know they together, but still if I get, I go knock you. Fear woman's in a pretty face, the man fear.
Man fear.
It's him and then I'm a real seer.
Oh, oh, why you, why you?
Joy 99.7 FM.
In the next 30 minutes, Ghana's Bwi power plant faces imminent risk owing to fresh activities of illegal miners who have stormed Banda and Winchi in the Bono region in search for gold, leaving in its wake severe damages to homes and river bodies.
You could see the color of the river, and if we don't act fast, it is going to affect the Bwi dam. I am sounding this warning. When you are arrested, I will make sure that you are prosecuted to stop these activities in the Bono region.
There's more unfolding tonight as the renewed fight against illegal mining continues. Four civil groups are calling for the immediate dismissal of the Minerals Commission boss, plus a complete revocation of LI 2464, which permits mining in Ghana's forest reserves.
The Minerals Commission, in our view, needs a new and sustainability-oriented leadership. The current leadership of the Minerals Commission has failed to ensure responsible mining practices that safeguard social and environmental protection across the country.
Top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energy's Holy Insecticide Spray and Quell. Enjoy a holy sleep. I am Blessed Suga. And tonight, authorities in the Bono region have told Joy News that Ghana's critical infrastructure, the Bwi power plant, could face an imminent threat of a shutdown if steps are not taken immediately to curb a sudden invasion of Winchi and Banda by illegal miners who, in the attempt to search for gold, have left in its wake the destruction to homes and river bodies. After a tour of some of the affected communities, the Bono Regional Minister, Joseph Adaya Kwaba, is sounding a caution to the culprits that they will be severely dealt with when apprehended by the security agencies.
They have almost destroyed the Tang River. When we go to the bridge, you saw the kind of destruction that has been done under the Tang Bridge. We saw people doing illegal mining inside cashew farms. And you see, they are doing it in a quiet. So if you sit in Accra, you may think that there is no garamse going on in the Bono region. Now, they are moving towards the Bono region. And you could see Chinese and then our own people doing this illegal mining. You could see the color of the river. And if we don't act fast, it is going to affect the Bui Dam. These Garamsey activities started not too long ago, but there was no political will to stop them. But we have the will, and we are going to work to stop these activities in the Bono region. So I am telling the Chinese and our own people that so far as I remain in office as the Bono regional minister, I am going to combat this illegal mining. I'm not going to allow them to work in this region. We know where they are and we are coming after them. And those chiefs who have given lands to illegal miners, I am sounding this warning to all these chiefs that when you are arrested, I will make sure that you are prosecuted to...
Well, so that's the reality we're faced with now. And for the critical infrastructure we're talking about, the Bui Power Plant itself, we understand it controls about 25% of Ghana's hydroelectric power generation capacity. Beyond that as well, the Bui Power Plant itself controls a significant megawatt in terms of generational capacity. But tonight, in the wake of this renewed fight against illegal mining, four civil groups are wading in and calling for the immediate dismissal of the Minerals Commission boss, Martin Kwekwe. You see, the group argues that the current leadership of the commission has failed to ensure responsible mining practices that safeguard social and environmental protection. In the view of the group, in terms of the environmentalists, they say that President Mahama himself ought to appoint a new leadership that will engender trust in government's quest to fight illegal mining. They are also calling for a number of measures. Listen to Daryl Boso, who is the Deputy National Coordinator for Arocha Ghana.
One, revoke LI 2462 now. The Environmental Protection Mining and Forest Reserve Regulation 2022, LI 2462, has created a legal framework that permits mining in Ghana's forest reserves, ushering in an unprecedented state-sponsored target and assault on forest reserve, undermining decades of conservation and sustainable management of forests in Ghana. Previous and past governments agreed that LI 2462 is counterproductive to our sustainable development and must be revoked. There is therefore no reason why this law continues to exist in our statutes books. LI 2462 must be revoked with immediate effect, and all mining concessions issued for forest reserves in Ghana revoked as well. Secondly, ban tributary mining lease allocation regime and revoke non-compliant mining leases. Point six, the Minerals Commission, in our view, needs a new and sustainability-oriented leadership. The current leadership of the Minerals Commission has failed to ensure responsible mining practices that safeguard social and environmental protection across the country. We call on the government to, as a matter of urgency, replace the executive director of the Minerals Commission with a visionary leader who would usher in a new era of responsible mining. This new leadership must prioritize transparency, accountability, and enforcement of regulations that prioritize the social and environmental safeguards of all citizens and protect communities from the adverse effects of exploring Ghana's rich mineral resources. To conclude, the fight against illegal mining Galamsey in Ghana has come full circle from its escalation under an NDC-led government to the unfulfilled promises of the erstwhile NPP administration. Now, with the baton back in the hands of an NDC-led government, it is clear we cannot win this battle using yesterday's strategies.
And indeed, shocking details emerging now as authorities in the Mono region are now confirming to us that the critical infrastructure, the Bui power plant, could face an imminent threat of shutdown if nothing is done to tackle this imminent invasion. In fact, it's happening as we speak within Wenche and Banda by illegal miners. I want to bring in Precious Semaphore, correspondent in the Bono region for us. And Precious, I recall you joining the regional minister himself who was assessing firsthand the impact of the activities of illegal miners, which is now showing up in this place, which traditionally was not known for illegal mining. How did these illegal miners get there?
Well, so we understand that over the years, some would say even over a decade, they have been engaging in what they describe as minor illegal mining, where they just scratch the surface of the earth and then do their own thing. But for some few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of people are trooping in with heavy duty machines, enabling them to go deep into the belly of the earth to do their thing. And that has led trails of destruction in some parts of Banda and then Wenche. Now, as we went to the regional security council that is Rex, led by the regional minister himself, Joseph Akwabua, it was such a devastating situation that if you are outside, you will never know that such quantum of destruction is happening within the forest and then the cashew areas of Wenche and Banda. It is that serious, and no wonder the regional minister says that he will go every length possible to ensure that it is ended in the region.
And in fact, it stretches the imagination for the Bui power plant to now be brought into the conversation. How come the activities are that close to such a critical infrastructure?
Well, it is not that close. What we witnessed from Anam to Soko and the other areas of Greater Badabajan areas are all downstream of the dam.
Precious, you might want to reposition yourself because the point you're raising now is critical. Precious, I hope you can hear me. And you were just making the point about, you know, the connection to the power plant.
Saying that it is not close to the power plant, but all activities as we have witnessed now are all downstream of the power plant. But if it is not checked and it continues from the northern part of Banda, this Habana region, they're about coming down. Definitely, the residuals of the mining activities will enter into the dam, and that will create a lot of problems for us because it's a national asset. Already, we are having to deal with energy crisis and all that. So, it is a critical situation that needs to be tackled with all seriousness. We just cannot sit and wait on it. That is according to the regional minister. It needs to be tackled with all seriousness.
And then the minister then points to some Chinese nationals. Why is it specific on you know, the nationalities of these individuals?
Yeah, so these machines and other sophisticated machines in the region, in the mining site, are spearheaded by some Chinese nationals, of course, supported by Ghanaian locals. So that is why he's targeting them, mentioning them specifically, and also mentioning the locals, that whatever is being said is directed at them. But that is not all, because certainly they get the land from someone. So he brought in the traditional authorities who have leased their lands to these illegal miners. And as we also understand, some farmers are selling their cashew farms for some money to enable the illegal activities of mining to be carried out there. So the warning is not only to the Chinese, not only to the Ghanaians who are aiding them, to the farmers and then the traditional authorities who give out these lands to the miners to carry out their activities, which is causing so much havoc. A lot of farmlands are being destroyed, and sometimes we have to drive. I remember one location, we had to drive about almost 20 kilometers from the main road deep into the forest before we locate the destruction that is going on there. So if you are passing by the main road, certainly you will not hear anything. You might not even hear the sound of machines or people working in the forest, the deep forest. But it is happening there if you are not told. But the rivers are suffering. The Tyne River, I must say, it's almost gone. The Tyne River is almost gone. But the other small rivers in the forest, because we are in the dry season, they have blocked all these rivers and using them. Some areas where they don't have access to the river, they have decided to get their own boreholes situated at vantage points with pumps, generators, and other things to extract the water.
Right.
To be able to carry out
the Precious Semaphore there, giving us a graphic picture of this dangerous development within the Bono region, where Bandan Wenche is now subject to attack by illegal miners, an area which traditionally was not known for this increasing scale of illegal mining. It's the reason for which I want to bring in now Daraboso, Deputy National Director for Arocha Ghana, together, who's leading a group of four civil groups now calling for a raft of measures that will tackle this whole issue in the context of our renewed fight against illegal mining. Thank you, Daryl, for spending some time with us here on Top Story. First off, you're starting off with the concern on the immediate dismissal of the Minerals Commission boss. I'm wondering how, close he is to, this fight against illegal mining.
Thank you very much, Blessed. I really appreciate you also having us on the line. And I think that we are coming from the background. If you look at all the time,
Daryl, you might want to reposition yourself so we get the point you're raising clearly. And you were just pointing out to the raft of measures you're raising, including the call for the dismissal?
Yes, I was saying that coming from a point where we know that the Minerals Commission is a key agency in the country that's responsible for issuing out the mining licenses, and they are also the agency that is supposed to ensure monitoring and compliance with the permits that they give. I mean, looking at the devastation by the various companies, some of them who are working along rivers and some of them in rivers across forest reserves and in forest reserves, and the fact that we have continuously been issuing these licenses without ensuring due diligence, then we think that there's a problem with the head, there's a problem with the leadership, and if we really are serious about risk setting, can you hear me? Blessed, can you hear me?
I'm right here with you.
Okay. And if we really are serious about risk setting, the environment, dealing with the issues of Galamsey, I don't think that we need to go into this fight with the same old leadership who superintended over the menace and the devastation that we have seen over the years. I think there is need for significant reform across board, even for law enforcement agencies, for the regulatory agencies. We need to change the leadership and this time give them some expectations of delivering on the results that we want to see. And that is why we think that it is not tenable that the Minerals Commission chief executive is still in office, particularly considering the fact that he has been in office for all these years and nothing has changed. And now we have moved from bad to worse, and we are not seeing the end and the situation getting addressed.
Right.
So we think that there's more to do in that regard.
Indeed, there's a lot more to do, Daryl, because of the disturbing, news we are even hearing from the Bono Regional Minister, who's fortunately joining us. The fact that the authorities are confirming to us now that Wenche and some of the environs now are becoming a subject to illegal mining activities. Let's hear from the Regional Minister who's joining us now, and Daryl will perhaps get your reaction to this, because you believe that this is a time for some reforms as well. The Bono Regional Minister, the Honourable Joseph Ada, is joining us now. Thank you so much, sir, for your time here on Top Story. I wanted to start off, first of all, with the fear that this
has a deep implication for the country, to the extent that possibly the Bui power plant could be threatened as a result of the increased mining, illegal mining activities in the Winche and Banda areas. How did you come about this, sir?
I'm the regional minister. Whatever goes on in the region, I hear them. In fact, we had a research meeting, and that particular issue came up for discussions. And we needed to visit the area to see for ourselves what is going on at that area. So we went to about 5 communities at the Banda enclave, and that of Wenchi. And the illegal mining going on there is so serious. So you see, they are doing this on a quiet. So you will sit in Sunyani here, and you will not know that there is illegal mining activities going on at that area. So we went there, and the kind of things that we saw is so serious. And I have taken a decision to stop it because they started not too long ago, about 4 years ago, and the destruction that has been done at the area is massive. You see, these Chinese are moving from some part of the country to the Bono region, and they started this on a quiet, so you won't know that Garamse is going on in the forest and the Tang River. So the kind of things that they are doing is very serious, and we need to
but
pay attention to it.
Yeah, Honourable Minister, the point that you're being, excuse my language, undiplomatic here and reserving no words in mentioning the nationalities of these individuals, you claim that they are Chinese. Do you have evidence to back that? I guess that will be facing you now.
Yes, I have been there myself, and I saw them there. So immediately they see you, they run into the bush. But they are doing this with our own people over there, because they cannot enter the forest by themselves. And it is our people who send them there, and they bring them from the other part of this country where they have done previously dance and Garamse, and they have seen that they can do it at the Banda and the Wenchi area. So they are there doing it. And very soon we have some plans and guidelines, and you will see pictures of these people.
I'm looking at the way forward now because, yes, you're saying you've stopped the activities, but how sure are you that these individuals may not come there?
Yes, we have our program, and I'm not prepared to disclose what we are going to do on radio, but very soon we'll see some results coming from the area.
Are we totally absolving perhaps the chiefs, the indigenes of these communities? Because you know too well that a Chinese may not be able to just move out of their country, coming to Ghana and find locations, suitable ones within Wenchi and Banda, without local support. Why are you leaving out, you know, the indigenes and perhaps the traditional authorities there?
You see, I'm not leaving out anybody. Some of the chiefs around that area are involved, because they always carve the land for these people to do Garamse. And we have our own plans that we are going to follow. So I don't want to discuss some of the plans on radio. So because they are very intelligent, those people doing Garamse, they also have their strategies, and we need to counter them. So most of the things that we will do, I will keep it. And then when we get the results, you will know. But I'm not leaving anybody out of this, because some of the chiefs permitted these illegal activities in that area. And we have plans for those chiefs too.
And indeed, we're grateful for your time here on Top Story. Joseph Adai Akwaboah, the Borno Regional Minister, speaking to us and would not go further to disclose some of the security arrangements in place to check the new invasion of Wenche and Banda by illegal miners. Daryl Bosu of Arocha is still with us. And Daryl, this is where you believe, and in fact, it was the first point. And Daryl, this was the first point on your statement where you're calling for the repeal of LI 2464, which permits mining in Ghana's forest reserves. You believe that that should be the starting point. The minister wouldn't disclose the strategy to us, but you feel that this is crucial in the fact.
I mean, this has always been very, very crucial because when governments allow for people to see that you can mine in forest reserve by coming out with such a law. We saw these miners positioning themselves, either officially or unofficially, through the permits they apply for, or even they going in illegally. So I think we need the government to show that that policy is not going to be entertained, and any mining in forest reserve will be treated with the highest level of compliance and measures. So I believe we need to get this LI 2462 revoked immediately, because it was a key demand even before the elections. And not only that, every other concession that has been issued for forest reserve should go. But Blessed, I think there's something that is happening and we are not paying attention, or we are deliberately ignoring it. This issue about what is happening in the Borno area, the Wenche, the Bandang Kwanta, and all those areas, they have been simmering in the past and we just ignore them, pretend that we didn't see them. The same thing is happening in several areas across the country. If you go to the eastern region now, the number of foreigners from Togo, from Burkina Faso, working in forest reserve, hiding and working in the undergrowth of forest reserve, the same in the western region, and the fact that our compliance and immigration team are quiet, nothing is being done, is just as if we just wanted to get out of hand before we rise up one day and say, look, we have been inundated by all of these things. These things have been happening in the background, we've been paying attention. And that is why we are saying that going forward, we really need some very bold and decisive actions. And that is why it means that we need to have a sweeping reform for law enforcement officers and commanders in the various hotspots. It should be done, because we can't continue with this kind of kid glove strategies that we've been using for all these years. And the pushing of sympathetic narratives by ministers of state and all of that is also not helping the fight against Gilansi. So I'm happy to hear the regional minister speak boldly about what they want to do and all of that. But I think at the end of the day, it's the result we want to see. So we wish him well. Yeah. We are ready to provide the support as we can. But the right things must be done boldly.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what's motivating this expansionist approach by the illegal miners. I mean, they seem to be moving further and further up north. Well, and of course, maybe it might be informed by, geology, if we could put it that way, that you can find gold in these places. But I'm wondering what the motivation really is to expand to these areas.
Yes, but I think miners, our land is not infinite. We have a certain area of land as a country. For the past years, we've been mining particular areas where there is gold. And the movement, like you have rightly said, is according to the deposits and the reserves of minerals. So the miners know where all of these things are. And we know how devastation by the miners has also led to several areas being exploited and being destroyed already. So there's a change of government. There has been also a transition, not only among the political office holders, but also a transition among economic players. And some of the key economic players are the Galamsey or the mining companies. So before, it was run by the MPP. They've exhausted a lot of the hotspots. The NDC people have come to power. And while there was transition going on at the top, they also went through a sort of transition. So they know the areas that are already exhausted, and they are also trying to now identify new. And that is why you see the movement, even going to the Borno areas, going to all those. And it's happening. And the fact that we are silent and we are still talking, and when we have had the opportunity to really lay down the plan and even prepare for it, for me, beats my mind. And I think that we are just being too, I mean, like you said, we are just being too lackadaisical about it. We are being too negligent with what is happening. But this is a very, very serious matter. And that's why we say that even if it means that we have to instruct that the most deterrent measure of burning excavators is used, it needs to be, because nobody will risk going to an area where they know that if I am found out, my excavator will be burnt.
And of course, we'll just wait to see what will happen in the coming days, but grateful for your time. Daryl Bosso is the Deputy National...
He's the
Deputy National Coordinator of Arocha Ghana, joining us there. And if you haven't heard it by now, it's been confirmed to us by authorities that Winchi and Banda is now subject to an invasion by illegal miners. Listening there to the Bono Regional Minister, who has just confirmed to us, Joseph Adai Akwaboa, that even a critical infrastructure such as the Bui power plant faces some threats as well as a result of this. This has been Top Story with Blessed Sogan. We'll see you again. But next is Ghana Connect, and Kwikwa Santi is here with the latest. I hope that you're looking at...
Yes. Oladumochiri's friend, Blessed. So tonight on Ghana Connect, we're looking at 68 years of independence. Ghana, have we really achieved anything worth any celebration? Every year we parade schools, children, military men. Some of them end up dying, going up in the sun and marching past. But really, 68 years. What is really the story? We connect after these messages.
I beg, fix me gobetete Ghana. No gari, no oil, no plantain, just beans then eggs.
Hey, bruh, that be dangerous combination, no.
Problem no day, I feel handle
for Telecel, with the bob say, everybody gets what they like. That be why Made For Me Bundles Day. Based on your usage, you can get your own data and call packages. Fala! Made For Me, bundles like the way you the want town. That's star 530 hash, then buy Made For Me bundles today.
Telecel. Connecting energies.
Okay. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears. Bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy. Now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep.
Holy mosquito quail, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krom Krom. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ghana Connect. All of us are familiar, but Ghana yesterday marked 68 years of independence. Since March 1957, it was drummed into us when we went to basic school. All of us, we learned about the independence of Ghana from the British imperial rule. But this country remained very far from fulfilling all its true potential. We are blessed with abundant natural resources. Ghana, many would say, should be a beacon of prosperity. But instead, poverty persists. If you go all around the country, you feel the poverty in the air. You could literally smell it. And social justice is still elusive. Leadership in particular appear to be in shambles. Many of Ghana's peers, nations that gained independence around the same time as Ghana, and some way after we did. Some we used to give money to, we used to give them soft loans. They are way gone. And Ghana is still not moving. We are still struggling with economic instability, corruption, and systemic inefficiencies. So why has Ghana failed to achieve its full potential? What structural and leadership changes are needed to put this country on a path to true transformation? How can Ghana leverage the resources that the creator of the universe, God, has endowed this country with? How can we leverage on these, the human capital, and break this cycle of stagnation? That is what we are discussing on Ghana Connect. And the president himself